From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Thousands of people have streamed into the plaza near New York's Ground Zero, where ceremonies have begun to mark the 8th anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
Eric L. Bennett.
Oliver Duncan Bennett.
That's live audio from this morning's ceremony in New York. Jim Richards, the deputy chief of New York City's fire department, lost one of his firefighter sons in the attack on the World Trade Center. He says he's spending today, as he's done each year since 2002. That was music from today's ceremony in New York. President Obama has observed a moment of silence at the White House, and he'll take part in a ceremony at the Pentagon this afternoon. And NPR's Don Gagne has that story.
This is the first time the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks has come around under President Obama, and the administration will continue a tradition started by President Bush back in 2002. That is to observe a moment of silence on the south lawn of the White House, the time when the first of the hijacked jetliners hit the World Trade Center in New York. Then later in the morning, Mr. Obama attends a wreath-laying and memorial service at the Pentagon, where hijackers crashed another of the four jets seized that day. The president will make remarks at that service, and he and Defense Secretary Robert Gates will meet with family members of people killed there. Vice President Biden will be in New York City to attend the official memorial service there. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
It's still unclear whether President Obama will attend an upcoming meeting of the International Olympic Committee in Denmark to support Chicago's bid for the 2016 Summer Olympics. The IOC will select the host city at that meeting from Chicago. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
U.S. Olympic officials and athletes are gathered in Chicago to preview the upcoming Vancouver Winter Games, but Chicago's bid for the 2016 Olympics came up repeatedly at an opening news conference. Reporters wanted to know how important it is to have President Obama at the International Olympic Committee meeting in Denmark next month when the IOC selects the 2016 host city. U.S. Olympic Committee Chairman Larry Probst.
I think it would be significant. I think it would be extremely important. And we're all hoping that he can join us there to enhance the Chicago 2016 bid.
The White House is sending a high-level aide, but at least two of the competing cities will have their nation's heads of state in Denmark. The contest is considered close, and some believe the president's presence could make the difference. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Chicago.
Oil prices are hovering near $72 a barrel today in overseas trading. And from Washington, this is NPR News. Iran's supreme leader is sending a message to those who challenged his authority after the disputed presidential election in June. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is warning opponents that any confrontation with the Islamic Republic would meet with what he called a harsh response. But he also said peaceful differences and criticism of officials would be tolerated. He made the comments during Friday prayers in Tehran that were broadcast live on state television. A senior naval officer in Sierra Leone says rescuers do not expect to find any more survivors after a boat accident late Tuesday outside the capital. Dozens of school children were on board the boat, a overcrowded wooden vessel. It's thought to be carrying almost 300 people. NPR's Avibia Quist-Arkton reports.
The local police chief said the wharf on Sierra Leone's coastal Shenge town was piling up with corpses recovered from the sea. 200 people were still missing from the wooden boat, which capsized in rough and windy waters. It's believed the vessel was dangerously overloaded, with many more than the 70 passengers it was apparently built to carry. The Sierra Leonean authorities suspect that greed to collect more fares may be the main cause of the accident. One father was reported to have 9 children on board, returning to school after the long vacation. The boat went over about an hour into its journey. It's thought that the few passengers who managed to cling onto the vessel survived, and those who could not, did not. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Space Shuttle Discovery is due back on Earth this evening. Rain and wind, though, prevented Discovery from returning to Florida yesterday, and the weather is expected to be worse today. NASA says it may be forced to land the shuttle in California. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.